The end of judicial oversight in Mexico. Where is Mexico headed? Texas border business. Renowned journalist Carlos Loret de Mola has once again raised concerns about a new proposal in the Senate led by Morena's Senate coordinator, Adán Augusto López. Loret states this initiative aims to close the door on judicial oversight. In a context where the boundaries between the executive and judicial branches are already strained, this proposal seeks to amend the Constitution so that the Supreme Court of Justice can no longer declare laws approved by Congress unconstitutional, an unprecedented move in the country's recent history. Loret de Mola points out that if this project is approved, unconstitutional actions and constitutional controversies, legal tools that have allowed citizens and legislators to challenge laws violating fundamental rights, will lose their power to stop such laws. Thus, any law backed by Morena and its allies in the Labor Party, PT, and the Green Party can no longer be overturned, even if it contravenes international treaties, infringes on human rights, or interferes with property rights and freedom of expression. Loret de Mola highlights that this reform transforms the judiciary's role and consolidates power by the ruling party. To Loret de Mola, this proposal is an authoritarian act aimed at silencing the opposition and those who disagree with the regime. If approved, this initiative would eliminate one of the most important checks and balances in Mexican democracy, that of a judiciary able to protect citizens' rights from possible legislative overreach. The journalist questions Morena's role as a left-wing force, noting that, in his opinion, this initiative more closely resembles a right-wing agenda than a progressive one. Loret de Mola points out that this measure silences dissent and limits freedom, actions traditionally criticized by the left. In his words, the right envies every day the steps taken to silence and align dissenting voices in Mexico. While the Senate opposition has already voiced its disapproval of this initiative, Loret de Mola accentuates a revealing aspect of this movement. The proposal itself implicitly acknowledges that the Supreme Court, under the current regime, still has the authority to review constitutional reforms and laws, something the ruling party now appears intent on removing. For Loret, this admission reflects an attempt by the current administration to consolidate its power and avoid any form of legal restraint. Where is Mexico headed? The proposal, set to be discussed in Senate committees, redefines not only the role of the Supreme Court but also the fundamental balance of powers in Mexico. In a country where democratic institutions have been under pressure in recent years, in Loret de Mola's view, this measure appears to be the foundation of a dictatorship. The gravity of the situation is apparent. The Supreme Court's oversight has, until now, been a critical element in protecting citizens' rights from potentially abusive laws. According to the journalist, eliminating this oversight is a direct threat to democracy and a feast for authoritarianism in power. Loret de Mola's criticism goes beyond a mere warning. In his words, this proposal is not only madness, but also a clear deviation toward an authoritarian system that Mexico has not experienced recently.